let's talk transactional sex for a moment. Transactional sex. According to this article, low-income U.S. teens who are desperate for food are engaging in transactional sex with older, wealthy adults in order to get something to eat, according to a report released Monday by Feeding America, a nonprofit food bank network, and the Urban Institute Research Group. I know that we're swinging for the fences on this one, but have you ever traded sex for something? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you've traded sex for something, we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to go check out Monster Jam, Next Big Thing tickets, Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
I mean, it's the greatest currency. It never depreciates.
Oh, it does depreciate.
It gets highly devalued. But guys will pay for sex, whether that is through money or with a sandwich. Is that something you hammer out the details beforehand?
I don't know. It's probably a really depressing conversation, but I mean, there's also, you know, you got the sugar babies and sugar daddies.
Is it any different than a sugar baby?
Well, give me an example of what you're talking about here with this transactional.
Like I'm really, really hungry. Would you take me up to the Red Lobster? I'll give you a little for a little snow crab. You know, a little blow crab for snow crab, if you will.
Okay, all right.
727-579-1025.
This happens. This has got to happen a lot. I mean, there's people that, if not just food, but what about people that need their rent paid?
Sugar babies.
Yeah, light bill, phone bill.
Sugar babies, I imagine, are like nice restaurants. Like, hey, take me up to Eddie V's, and I'll surrender the booty to you tonight.
I don't think they say it, though.
It's just implied?
I think it's implied.
Like, hey, daddy, take me to Eddie V's tonight?
I think there's the whole sugar baby, sugar daddy thing is strange, but I think the sugar daddy say, I'm going to take care of you. I think they put it right out there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to spoil you.
Yeah.
And in return, I want.
You hope so.
I don't think they say that.
They don't even have to.
No. Once they give them that money, it's kind of like.
Implied.
Okay, what do you think I'm doing this? Because I'm a nice guy?
Boy, that's got to be the worst sex for a woman. Just close your eyes and try to think that you're not a prostitute when in actuality you are.
But then what about for the guy? Well, yeah, I mean, it's still pretty good, even if she's not. Yeah, I guess
if you were to take advantage of that new deal at Olive Garden and have sex for that, you'd be a prostitute. Try not to laugh. Go ahead. I dare you.
It's clever.
Thank you.
That's what makes you you.
I don't know. If you eat all you can eat pasta, you're going to lose your sugar daddy after a couple of weeks of that.
I signed up for 125-pound girl. Thank you. Bill, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Drew? I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
All right, so my ex-fiance, it came out one day that she had gone on to Craigslist and solicited sex to get money to help pay her bills before we met.
Wow.
And then on top of that, apparently she was also in the porn industry.
Oh. All right. Well, I mean, she probably must not have been very good at it if she's soliciting money for bills on the Craigslist.
Well, she got out of the industry and then decided to do Craigslist because she felt safer.
Oh, and how'd that work out?
Well, obviously, I'm not with her, so it didn't work out well enough. Oh.
What was her porno name? Was she Alexis Texas?
No, I wish.
Sorry.
Damn. What about Rachel Starr?
Probably not her either. Tory Lane, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Zach, trading sex, transactional sex. Talk to me. Sex.
Yes, sir. My last semester of college, I didn't have a place to live, and I was a bouncer over in South Tampa. So I would just hook up with whatever woman I would be able to go home with just to be able to have a bed to sleep in that night.
Oh. So you would basically shack up with the girl just to have a place to lay your head.
That is it. And I didn't want to do it. It didn't matter. I just needed a place to stay.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Did you feel at all like a hooker when you would do that?
I mean, sometimes, especially when I'd have to sleep in my car, I felt like a street hooker after work. No one at school. It was rough at the time.
Sure. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but there was a girl I used to hook up with, and she would, I would bang her, and she would make me take her to reggae concerts. That was the thing. Like, she'd like, I'll only bang you if you take me to reggae concerts. She was a prostitute. Oh.
You can share that if you'd like.
Let's see.
second. That's from Mike Alta.
I won't do that.
No, he said you could. He said they talked about it on the air.
No.
What?
No.
What? No.
No.
He said you can. He said yes. He's told it on the air.
Look, he's one of my really, really good friends.
But Mike Calta, he's adding a layer of content to this break, and he wants to share it. Look, read that.
You read it.
No.
Well, then why won't you read
it? Because
you're the host. What does that have to do with anything?
Because I don't want to. You know, I don't want to read it. You should read it.
No.
Read it. We've built it up too much.
No.
Now.
No. No. Yeah. No. He's a friend of mine.
I know, but he said yes. I said, is this shareable? Is this a shareable story?
I'll read it.
No.
Okay, here.
Yeah, let Nikki read it.
This is from Mike Calta, a text, chiming in on what we're talking about. Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay.
Don't say the BJ part.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not dumb.
I'm not saying you are.
Is it really? I can say this.
No.
Look what Mike said.
Yeah,
he said yes.
He told it on air. Okay, so Galvin. Galvin.
Nah.
Butter grill. Fried chicken.
The hotline's
calling. Mike's calling.
While we're waiting for Mike to sell out of his coworker.
It's a shareable story.
I did hook up with a girl one time. She was a little bit larger, and she was a dental hygienist, and I would get free cleanings if I would bang her. She was a flosstitute.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't follow for that one.
What is this music? What is that?
I had that queued up for the prostitute joke, and I thought I'd keep it going. Ladies and gentlemen, ready to sell out one of the people on his show right now with us, the birthday bash celebratee, Mr. Mike Calta. What's up, buddy?
May I just say, prostitute was my favorite.
Thank you.
And the other thing is that we used to play a game called, it was kind of like to tell the truth. We'd all say something that we did, and you'd have to guess which one was telling the truth. And it was who one time traded fried chicken for a BJ, and it was Galvin. He picked up a girl. There was a girl that asked for a ride, and he negotiated that into fried chicken for a BJ. This is back when he was in his very young teen days. It was one of his best stories ever.
Now, was it a two-piece with a meal, like a biscuit or like a bucket?
In my head, it was like Precious running away with that big bucket.
That's kind of what's going on in my head too, like original recipe bucket style for a BJ.
Yeah.
All right.
One time I never traded sex for food, but one time I made sweet love to a girl and she gave me a cookbook.
She gave you a cookbook?
Yeah, I know the two aren't related, but they're kind of in the same family. She rewarded me. She rewarded me for my lovemaking with a homemade cookbook, which to this day leads me to wonder if she possibly wasn't over the spectrum.
Well, great to hear from you, man. I can't wait to see you on Friday night. It's going to be a blast, and thanks for having me to your practice last night.
Goodbye, my friends.
Adios. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I don't feel good about that at all.
What do you think happened?
I don't know.
You think that Mike made all that stuff up in his head and Galvin really never told that story on the air?
People are tweeting me that Galvin has shared that story multiple times. It's just, you know.
What do you think?
I don't know. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know?
It just happened on the air.
Okay. James, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Flostitute.
James?
It's Dane.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dane.
I once hooked up with a chick that was 10 years older than me for about a year so that I could have a place to live and food.
And was that all, like, did you hammer out the arrangement beforehand, or did it just kind of work out that way?
Hammered out the arrangement beforehand.
All right, there you go. Was it mutually enjoyable?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know you'll find this very hard to believe, but I used to hook up with this girl who's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and she would let me bang her, but I would have to take her to see Bruce Springsteen every time that he would come in concert. And it's a nice arrangement. She was a prostitute. Prostitute.
People are tweeting you these, aren't they?
No. That one, these last couple I came up with all on my own.
Which one did you get from Twitter?
None. People are giving me props on the prostitute.
But none of them have been handed to you?
No. No, not yet. Kristen Banter, love the prostitute. Tian Powell said the Buffalo Soldier singer music is killing me.
But she's a dental hygienist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't get much dental hygiene.
Yeah, that's why she liked the I thought she liked it because it was a good joke.
That'd be great if she was your dental hygienist. She'd be like, I don't really need to see the dentist. You can just stay here.
Right. Just I'll stick with the cleaning, please. Rob, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Rob?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
I hooked up with a girl one time. I was cleaning a pool next door, and she came over, and she didn't have any money. She said she'd do me favors for a little pool maintenance, and it went on for about a month and a half, 2 months. Worked out pretty good.
Got a sense that there's a punchline here somewhere, yes?
No, not at all. That's the truth. No punchline. Right.
Who needs their pool cleaned that badly?
Man, that's a filthy pool.
It was pretty bad. It needed it.
All right. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
That takes a lot for a woman just to go up and say, hey, I'll trade you this if you clean my pool.
That's for sure. Jane said she got money for giving a face party. That pretty much makes you a whore. What's up, Jane?
Hi, Drew.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tell us, please, about this face party for money deal.
Well, I had a friend that was very successful, and I sort of lived paycheck to paycheck. Mm. And I think it was sort of a fantasy on his part. And so we were just talking one day, and he sort of offered, and we would meet in parking lots, and I would get into his car, and we would do our thing, and I would leave.
Huh.
And you would do your thing.
And he would give me $100 bill. And, you know, for me, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
But that was, I only did it a couple of times, but it was sort of fun.
But $100, did you at all feel like you were a prostitute about the whole thing? Because you kind of were.
Totally.
Oh, okay.
But completely.
That might have been a little bit hot, though, right? Like, some girls have that fantasy, like, they want to be treated like a prostitute.
Yeah, there was just something about it, you know? It was completely forbidden, illegal, and a whole bunch of bad stuff.
I know somebody who liked for his wife to pretend that she was a prostitute, right on down to the fact that he would give her money. You know what that guy's name was?
No, who?
Seth Kushner.
Oh, Seth.
Wasn't my thing. That was her thing.
Not saying it was your thing.
I wasn't. I was very uncomfortable. I hate role playing.
How much did you break her off?
50. But it was euros or whatever, pounds or whatever they do in Ireland. I don't know what it was.
I once dated this girl who was so into sports that she would bang me, but I would have to give her my dry takes on sporting events and statistics. She was a prostitute. Costas to think of Bob.
Bob Costas?
Yeah.
That's kind of a stretch, no?
Thin ice there.
That one I got from Twitter.
Okay.
Chelsea, welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We're talking about transactional sex. How are you?
Hi. I've actually never traded sex for anything, but I've traded nudes for all sorts of things.
Well, like what?
Like, I've gotten free expensive Sephora makeup and free nice clothes and nice meals.
Wait, did they send you a gift card or did you actually have to go out with these guys?
I went out and I've gotten gift cards.
That is pretty crazy.
Like, if I said, hey, I'll give you a $50 gift card to, or I'll buy you an unlimited pasta pass at Olive Garden, what kind of nudes would you send me?
I don't know. It's kind of an ongoing, like, couple of guys. Oh. So it's more than just the one time.
I would buy the gift card, use it,
I see where
bang
going.
You, and then give it to you.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, thank you very much. I mean, is your naked body that great that guys are willing to give you stuff for it?
I guess so. I mean, it's pretty good.
Nikki, do you have her Facebook pulled up there?
Oh, yeah.
I'd give you,
you still got that rainbow hair?
Yeah.
Still got the nose ring?
Actually. You still got the nose ring? Because I'd knock off $25 for that. I mean, on you it looks good, but I'm just not into that. What about a nude holding the baby? I'll go an extra $25 for that one.
Oh, man, you make this so awkward now.
You made it awkward by holding the baby.
Boy, that's excellent that women can do that. Good for them.
You know, back in the day, before you could just get a membership anywhere, like now you can get into these discount clubs with nothing. But back in the day, you had to jump through a couple of hoops.
Right.
And a girl would use me for my discount club membership. I'd have to have sex with her. She was a Costco-toot. Phil B. Reed on Twitter. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I've said the prostitute ones before, okay?
Do you think that there are any women out there for any of us on the show that would pay to see us naked?
I would say there would be women who would pay us to keep our clothes on.
Right. Like, we, guys could never, well, us.
No.
We could never go, oh, yeah, we sent a nude, so we got a $100 gift card.
No, dude. No.
That's sad.
No.
That's sexist.
No. It's extremely unlikely. Just as unlikely as a girl who would only date me if I would take her to an Alaskan vacation. Prostitute.
Nikki's loving that over there.
Prostitute.
No, I put my, like, I cover my head. Like, it's bad. It's awful. I sigh every single time.
What about the girl who I would hook up with her, but I'd have to take her to go to Minnesota Vikings football games. She was a Randy Mostitute.
You like that one?
Man, I love a good Randy Moss joke.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
All right, everybody, put your balls away.
Now.
Suck it up.
Let's talk sex.
Do what you have to do.
It's real sex. Call Tinellis 217, Hillsboro 221. Toll free 877-327. They all end 9797. Real sex with the Morning X.
All right, it's Morning X with Drew and Seth. There's Danielle. She is standing by with the shock collar remote control in her hand. But more importantly, Tiffany Cushionberry is, I would say she's atop Seth right now. There are cushions on either side of Seth's ribbed cage.
Hold on, I'm trying to get a Twitter picture right now. So oh, good. Just all carry right on. Yes, yes,
at
yes.
Seth97X if you'd like to see that wonderful piece of photography. Thanks to Husky for helping us out, by the way. And Seth, we are going to be playing for Lacey to get front row tickets to Next Big Thing by you answering some trivia questions. You get one right, no harm done. You get one wrong, you get squashed. You ready for this?
No.
Okay.
Hold
good
on. Tiffany asked if she wanted to put her belly on my face for my Twitter picture.
Oh,
so
definitely.
We're
yeah,
just gonna
we
go.
Should have
yeah,
that.
There we go.
Oh, right. Yeah. Should that's, I give the- that's a Twitter picture right there. That's beautiful. Oh, man alive.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Now, our last video got taken down from YouTube for some reason. It stayed up for months, and then one day, for some reason, somebody decided that it should be taken down. Before we got it taken down, Seth, how many views did we have
on
that
bad
boy?
It was like 40 or 50,000. They considered it pornography. I believe that's why they took it off YouTube.
I consider it to be pretty damn far from pornography, you know, to each his own. Someone might, I mean, people did post on there that they were enjoying themselves thoroughly by looking at it.
Oh, yeah. So. I've looked up much filthier videos on YouTube.
Awesome. All right, here we go. Are you ready for question number one?
And yes, these are real sex questions, because if we ask Next Big Thing trivia, Seth would get everyone right. He's been here the entire time from the beginning, and he's got a great memory. So these are sex questions, not about your sex life. It's just general sex knowledge.
It feels good to have Tiffany on top of me again. All right, excellent. Let's do this.
All right, let's do indeed. Seth, question number one. Endorphins that are released during sex have actually been shown to relieve A, backaches, B, headaches, C, nausea, or D, financial stress.
What kind of nonsense is this? We never discussed this on Real Sex with the Morning X.
That I said we're not going to have anything we discuss. This is all set. Well, I'm gonna enlighten the people today with the knowledge that they get, and we're going to get you squashed.
All right, endorphins relieve. Give me those again, Drew.
Endorphins that are released during sex have actually been shown to relieve A, backaches, B, headaches, C, nausea, or D, financial stress.
Let's go with headaches.
He's right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done. Well done. Well
thank
done.
You.
Does he get to do anything if he gets them right? Like,
no, he just gets to just not gets be squashed. No, he gets to breathe.
That's a reward in and of itself.
I think I'm just making Tiffany angry to when I finally get one wrong, she's going to take it out on me.
That's even better. That's a win for everyone. Question number dose. How many calories does the average person burn during 30 minutes of sex? A, 200. B, 400. C, 500. Or D, 700.
Well, I'm not going at it for very long, and so I'm going to have to go with 200 calories.
200 calories is absolutely correct. Man, that's so sad.
Thank you. Tiffany, are you getting anxious to squash me?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
She can't wait.
Now, we know the safe words again, right? Like, if it starts getting out of control, I yell red, but if I want more, I yell green.
Exactly.
Where does yellow fall into the whole thing? Like, danger zone?
Exactly.
Okay. I remember my own squashing experience, and there was a lot of red going on there. But it's very hard, Seth, I will point out, very hard to hear someone say red when they're being smothered by flesh.
You'll hear it. Don't worry.
Okay. Question number three. What percentage of people worldwide say they are not attracted to men or women?
What?
What percentage of people worldwide say they are not attracted to men or women? A, 5%, B, 1%, C, 3%. Or D, 2%.
I thought it was just your boy Morrissey, Drew.
No, no.
That's great. What were the options again? Sorry, I keep forgetting.
5%, 1%, 3%, or 2%.
Let's go with 2%.
2% is squash actually F! Incorrect. Squash it is 1%. F! Squash F.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's on me.
You're doing it for Lacey, buddy.
Do it for Lacey.
Okay, sorry. I had an open mouth. I always feel wrong for having an open mouth when that happens.
Is there saliva on your belly right now, Tiffany?
I'm sorry. Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, right. Sorry. Was that good for everybody?
That was great.
Did he leave any dental work inside your fat rolls?
Not yet.
What do you mean, Josh? What?
That's offensive. Stop. That's offensive.
He told me the word fat was good.
Keep
she
going.
Said that she likes
fat.
She's
a fat porn star. You don't talk about fat rolls. Keep going. Question number four.
Did you shock him, Dave?
I did.
How'd it feel, Drew?
Shocking.
Okay.
The most common place for people to have sex besides the bedroom is the A, car, B, shower, C, rooftop, or D, library.
Oh, come on. This has got to be A, car.
It is car. Tiffany, have you ever had sex in a car before?
Of course.
No freaking way. There's no car that could house that. There's what?
I'm just stop. And every time you do it, I'm upping the amps. Just so everybody needs to find out, we've got a caller attached to Drew, a shot caller, because he can sometimes be insensitive with his comments, and we really enjoy our friendship with Tiffany, and we don't want Drew to ruin it. So I'm shocking him if he says anything offensive.
Sorry, I think about humor sometimes. The first thing that comes to my mind is a joke, and I'm very sorry. All right. The smell of this drink has been proven to turn both men and women on.
Strawberry daiquiri.
A, beer. B, Gatorade. C, wine. Or D, milk.
Oh, man.
The smell of this drink has been proven to turn both men and women on.
Let's go with A, 7-Up.
A was beer, and that's wrong. It's wine. C, squash it.
Yes. Yes. His feet are kicking right now.
Red! Red!
Oh. Is he saying green? Is he saying green? Was he saying green? Uh-oh.
Red. Red. Red.
Red.
Yes.
Much like his face right now.
Red.
His face is as red as those cushions.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, most definitely. You okay? You doing all right there, Chief?
I really meant to say wine. I was just messing around about the 7-Up thing.
Well, you said A, which was beer, so that was wrong.
Well, what goes on? Did I win the tickets for the poor girl yet or what?
What do you think, Danielle? Should we let him off the hook this easily?
I think that you've done a good job. If you would like to be let off the hook, you can take one more squashing and we will give Lacey the tickets.
Yeah, one more.
You take one more squashing for no reason at all.
Well, what kind of squashing? Like the ultimate squashing?
Ultimate squash, full belly. I want her to release her feet off the ground and give you all over 500 pounds of her on your face.
Oh,
Tiffany, will this be the first time that your feet have been off the ground since the Nixon administration? The answer is yes, it has been. Ow! What? That wasn't a sound! Stop shocking me!
I don't even think it really hurts you, Drew.
It does. It hurts like hell. You try it.
Do one more time, Danielle.
No. I didn't say anything. Oh, this is not fair. God, that hurts.
And now I'm taking the punishment?
Yes, please.
Okay, and I won the girl the tickets,
yes,
right?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Congratulations, Lacey.
Lacey gets tickets if you take one more squash to the face.
Okay, let me just breathe.
This one's for you, Lace.
Okay. I'm
Lacey.
Ready.
We love you, Lacey.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's great.
There's a little bit of kicking from Seth.
That's good.
Tiffany's feet are not on the ground.
Oh, they're off the ground.
All 500 pounds on his face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She's balancing herself on his face. Oh, yeah. You got to stop.
No.
Is it over?
It's over.
Is it over?
It's over,
Johnny.
Oh, my God. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Oh, man. Tight work. That was really good.
Over.
That was really good. Husky got some great pictures there. We'll put those up on 97xonline.com pronto.
It's over.
Do you want a post-squashing interview? How you feeling?
Yeah. Let's get on up here and
How am I feeling?
Well, you said in the past that getting squashed is like an energy drink for you, so I just wanted to know how you are feeling right now.
Was it a five-hour energy?
You did something nice for Lacey.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what.
What?
I feel like Tiffany took it easy on me today.
Oh, wow.
That's what I feel like. I'm not like taunting her or anything like that.
I think you are.
I feel like maybe over the years I've won Tiffany over. I took a lot of punishment the first couple of times, but she didn't take me to the brink of passing out today like she normally does.
I think it's because I gave you the pillow for your head.
Oh, is that why? If I didn't have the pillow, I'd be dead right now.
No pillow for you next time, sir.
I'd like it. It was very comfortable. Thank you for letting me have that.
That's a good move because not having a pillow for my head last time led to contusions on my melon. So I really had some head trauma last time. I did. You're right. No, I can't argue with you there. I did deserve the head trauma that I got.
Hey, can we turn that shot collar up to like 8 and hit him with it?
No,
oh yeah.
No.
Ready?
No.
One.
Yeah.
Two,
no. Oh, why? Oh God! Stop it! Oh, man, alive. Funwithtiffany.com is the website. Go check her out. See many updates by Tiffany Cushenberry. We thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you guys at Next Big Thing. Thank you very much, Tiffany.
I loved being here. I can't wait till next time. It's going to be your turn.
All right. You know, I think by the next time you come in, I will be ready to be squashed again. I will do something benevolent either for a charity or for a listener.
Oh, no. Let's do something for Martin Luther King Day, early January. How about you get squashed then for the good doctor?
I have a dream, and that dream is to be squashed by a then 600-pound Tiffany. Absolutely.
Yes.
If you can get up to 600 pounds by then, we'll bring you in, and we'll have you squash me.
All right, I'm going to up those weight gain shakes.
Please do. Less activity on the weekends, more weight gain shakes during the week, and I think we'll all get what we're looking for. Thanks, Tiffany. We appreciate it, and we'll see you soon. I wonder if people will be able to tell that it's her at Next Big Thing. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of 600-pound females there.
Do you want me to put the shot collar back on you? Because I have it in the other room. The thing is that the reason that the shot collar is here is so you stop being so offensive. I understand it's funny sometimes, but you are downright blatantly offensive to people who contribute to our show, and we try to make them comfortable, and when you prohibit that, that's when you get shocked.
I was down on the ground for most of that segment having Tiffany on me.
Yeah.
I didn't think Drew was too bad.
No, I wasn't at all.
No, there were just a couple times, which I think you need, because we need to give the listeners what they need as far as you having the shot collar on. So you're doing better at it. I am proud of you for that.
Thank you. And I will say that the comments that I made were deliberately offensive so that you could shock me, so that people could hear me getting shocked.
Good. Well, you did your job.
Are those pictures up on the Facebook fan page already?
Yeah, there's like four up right now, and I'm uploading the rest of them as we speak.
And thank you for tweeting from my account that picture, Danielle, of Tiffany Cushenberry on my stomach. My followers need to see that. Thank you for stepping in and handling that for me.
No problem.
And Seth, on behalf of Lacey, I would like to thank you for taking the ultimate sacrifice and helping Lacey get front row tickets to Next Big Thing by getting squashed.
Yes,
that was very nice.
I am a true American hero.
You are indeed. And we have front row tickets tomorrow and Friday as well. And tomorrow, I believe, we're going to talk to Gavin from Bush.
I think so. We were supposed to talk to him on Friday, but I believe they want to push it up to tomorrow, and I think we're okay with that.
Yeah, and here's the deal. You might be wondering yourself, say, don't you guys normally do real sex during this hour? Well, yeah, we do. And squashing is a fetish that is enjoyed by thousands, if not millions, worldwide.
It is a BBW is a huge fetish.
Yeah, I understand. Understand it to a certain degree. I get why guys would want to watch other guys being squashed, but it's not personally what I'm into. But hey, it's making Tiffany a very comfortable living, and I support her. Her website is funwithtiffany.com,